WHCL, Clinton, New York.
It's 8 o'clock.
Sorry, dear, what's the use? No excuse, all of your pleadings in vain. You have lost your chance. Gone is our romance. Sorry, dear, someone else now is here taking your place to remain. Love has lost its flame, and you're all to blame. You went away too far, you stayed away too long. You thought that you were right, but now you know you were wrong. You should have known the danger when you left me behind. 'Cause I'm the kind that must have love all the time. I need a company, a little sympathy, a hug or two. When one is blue, we'll help things along. I met somebody with a heart and soul. He squeezed my hand and then I lost control. You went away too far and stayed away too long. You went away too far, you stayed away too long. You thought that you were right, but now you know you were wrong. You should have known the danger when you left me behind. 'Cause I'm the kind that must have love all the time. I need a company, a little sympathy, a hug or two. You went away too far and stayed away too long.
Told me I built my castles in the air with kisses painted on his stone. Someday I'll reign as queen up there on a beautiful love dream throne. Wishing and waiting, that's all that I do, hoping for a sweet somebody like you. Thank you.
The lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Radiola, I'm Andy Sr. This is, by the way, WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate it. It's a warm night. It's a summer night, definitely, and it's humid, but I don't mind. I'll be here till 10 o'clock playing shellac, all shellac. And you know what? The shellac held up pretty well, even in this heat. It retained its integrity. So I did a bunch of transfers over the past day or so, and what you have tonight are the fruits of my efforts, definitely. We began with the Sunflower Girl of WBAP, Bessie Coldiron, with You Went Away Too Far and Stayed Away Too Long, 1927. And I like the Jane Green recording of that, too. It's a little jazzier, but I like Bessie's voice. She has a real, there's like that Midwestern thing going, but it's a little Ruth Etting in there. I like her voice, I really do. Harmony Dance Orchestra, which is essentially a Grey Gull studio band. Arthur Fields, Pride of Hotel Street, Utica, New York, singing Wishing and Waiting for Love. Not Wishing and Waiting for Love. There's no love in there. That's another song. Wishing and Waiting. See, there are two songs. I get confused. 1927, also the Epana Troubadours with our theme, which I play every week because not only do I like it, it's our theme. You got to play it every week. And that was from 1929, Wake Up Chillin', Willard Robeson. And here, then, is Phil Oman and Victor Arden at their pianos and with their orchestra in 1927 in Old Brunswick. And by the way, before I continue, the fellow that you've been listening to for 2 hours, Mark Fuller, gave me a lot of these records last year, and I finally got to the point where I had to transcribe them, and I thought, that would make a good show. And they're fairly random, but I managed to arrange them in such a way that they're thematic, at least within a set. And there is a trajectory to this playlist, so you'll hear that too. And I hope it works for you. Works for me. Phil Ohman, Victor Arden and the Orchestra from 1927. Here we go, and we could use a little breeze, believe me. South wind.
Coma when the they whisper with tender sighs, oh stop, I want to give your lady fair a little smile, say stop, you better wife, you linger there a little while, why they've got angels right here on earth, wearing little blue jeans, way down, yonder in New Orleans.
Frisco Syncopators, Arthur Hall, Pick Me Up and Lay Me Down in Dear Old Dixieland, 1921. Well, that's an important word there. From an old Puritan 78. And this is kind of a Dixie set, I have to say. Before that, Prince's Dance Orchestra, not the Charles Prince from Columbia Records, of course, who was the Prince. So this guy was a pretender, like Bonnie Prince Charlie or something. They were riding him over the sea to sky. And this prince, whoever he was a pseudonym. So he was sailing under false colors. Irving Kaufman also recording under false colors, but I'm going to give you his real name because I don't even want to repeat his pseudonym. Irving Kaufman singing most of the way through the record in 1922, an early recording of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. And that was a Greg Gull. And I got a few Greg Gulls tonight. You don't see a lot of those. You don't hear a lot of those because the sound quality wasn't as necessarily the greatest, but in this instance, some of these acoustic ones sound really good, and I'm going to include them. We began also with Phil Oman and Victor Arden and their orchestra, South Wind. 1927. That was old Brunswick. I like it. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I'm already having a good time. The heat isn't even killing me, but I think I'm going to stick around, as I said, till 10 o'clock tonight and haul. But it's fun. We got shellac all night for you, and it's holding up beautifully. Speaking of Arthur Hall, I believe this is the same guy singing in tandem with Ryan, Hall and Ryan, without first names. This is like the Federal Witness Protection Program. They're trying to keep everything very, very hush-hush. Very popular song, though, from 1923, also a Gray Gull. Don't Bring Lulu. Lulu is one of the names we call our dog, and some of the other names I couldn't tell you on the radio, but that's one of them. She doesn't answer to any of them, by the way. You just have to wave food at her. That usually works.
She's so pretty, she's so cute, that's nobody. But where we go when we step out is nobody's business. Bobs her hair and takes a smoke, that's nobody's business. She rolls her socks and tells a joke, that's nobody's business. She's so lovely, she's so sweet, when we dine I always treat. How she can eat and eat and eat is nobody's business. She's a wow, love her how, nobody's business. Yes, she's my baby now, that's nobody's business. I don't know what this baby's got, but what she's got a lot. Does she do the Charleston hot? That's nobody's business. How she can dance, how she can sing is nobody's business. Got a car and a diamond ring, and that's nobody's business. She's got a cozy little flat. She's got this, she's got that. But where this baby got her at is nobody's business.
I never love, I'm telling you, I really don't know what I would do if I should have a chance to fall in love with such a girl as you. I never saw this little game, I never learned it, I'm not to blame. But here's the way, I think I'd ask a girl to change her name. I'd like to place a little something on your finger. I'd like to place a little something on your cheek. I'd like to place another something round your waist and hold you tight. And huddle up and cuddle up and squeeze with all my might. I'd like to change your name to something else tomorrow, before some other fellow gets a chance to call. Then there is something you should hear. I'd like to whisper in your ear a little something, that's all. Now don't you think it's nice to hear a fella call you his little dear? Beneath the silvery moon we sit and spoon when no one else is near. You'd never guess how much I knew unless you heard me, suppose you do. Now I've got something on my mind I'd like to tell to you. Fellow gets a chance to call. Then there is something you should hear. I'd like to whisper in your ear a little something, that's all.
Yeah, a little something, that's all. That's Al Bernard, and Al Bernard to me is vastly, vastly underrated. I think he is one of the finest of his, well, he was basically, you know, he veered into minstrelsy a bit. Maybe that's why he's not so well remembered. But I think Al Bernard had a lovely style, and he should have, people should play more of his stuff. Now, that was off of Grey Gull. Nice electric recording from 1927. Little something, that's all, and that had the usual Grey Gull musicians. They always giving them different names, but they're always the same guys. There's always Andy Sinella and Mike Mosiello in there, and the same. There's not like there was any personnel change. changes throughout the whole thing in the late 20s there. You always knew you were going to get Sinella and Mosiello. But El Bernard was a treat. Before that, Cliff Edwards on A Perfect. And I think that was the day they were doing road construction outside the studio. Sounded like they were rolling boulders back and forth. But that was just the studio itself and the resonance of the pantographic device, which they would take. They would record this thing on a big cylinder, and then they would transcribe the cylinder by a pantographic method acoustically to the record. This was so they could sell both acoustic and I should say lateral and vertical cut for different markets. Some people still had the old vertical cuts, which were supposed to be really popular. They were sort of like the Edison Diamond Disc, but Pathé was very popular. They did that, and they were sold big in Europe, too. But that's how they maintained their markets. But it was essentially the same recording on two different things. And that's what you got with a Perfect or a Pathé Actual. You got that nice, heavy rumble. And I tried to get rid of some of that, but you really can't. Not without getting rid of the music. So we leave in the rumble. Before that, Hall and Ryan, Don't Bring Lulu. Indeed, she'll eat up all the hors d'oeuvres, if that's the Lulu I'm thinking about. That was in 1923, Greg Gall. And that was an acoustic Greg Gall. Now you could tell the difference. I'm Andy Senior. You can tell the difference with this show because it doesn't sound like anything else on the air right now in upstate New York. This is a different show. And thank you for listening. I do appreciate you listening tonight. And we're on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And it's warm, but it's tolerable. We'll do just fine. Here's, speaking of great bands on acoustic, on a Victor, here's the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. And this is the flip side of one we're going to finish the show with, but I like this one as well as the famous jazz recording we're going to play at the end of the show. This is a less famous recording, but I love it. 1924, Keep on Dancing. And I think this was Don Bester's administration of the Benson Orchestra. We also have Roy Bargy leading them in another recording in a little while. But two are led by Don Bester, so they had the best talent. And it was a good band. It was a wonderful band. They played hot. And what more could you ask of a band? Here they are, playing hot. Keep on Dancing. Thank you. Canadian Capers by, get this, Irving Weiss and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra in 1921. And I was, you know, that's just one of those hotel bands. You can always imagine them playing at a tea dance or a fade down song. Like, well, they're bilingual up in Canada, so they'll get it. I don't get it. That was on a rather scarce label, a Famous, which was not like Perfect wasn't Perfect. Famous wasn't Famous. Famous was obscure, and Perfect was anything but we're glad we got those records, I'll tell you that. Famous, this master is also on Banner, I think, and that's how I found the date of it, because Famous wasn't in the online discography, but Banner was, so I'm and I cleverly traced it down. That was famous 3090A. And before that, Paul Bolognese and his orchestra, The Doll Dance. And that was from 1927. The Grey Gull Electric, with all the usual suspects in there. I'll leave you to name those. But it was composed by that famous songwriting team of Nacio, Herb, and Brown. As it is on the label, it says Nacio - Herb - Brown - and I wonder how they all got along with each other. Probably pretty well. They were very worked as a unit. Before that, Benson Orchestra of Chicago, under the direction of Don Buster, Keep on Dancing, 1924. Good sign. Well, here's another great thing. And by the way, as I said, I got a lot of these records, not all of them by any means, but a lot of them from Mark Fuller, who in his travels picks up a lot of 78s when he's buying LPs and 45s. And sometimes the 78s are there, and why not? They're very nice. And they should be heard. He doesn't play them, so that's my job. Eileen Stanley and Billy Murray in 1927. By the way, my playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com, so please, if you want to find out, this playlist is up there, and I've corrected one or two words in it and added a little bit, but there it is. I'll explain more later on radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type radiola into Google. Thank you very much. Billy Murray and Eileen Stanley in 1924, another victor. It Had to Be You. Yes, and the lyrics are a little different, but I like them.
Say that we're through, that there's nothing I can do. the way they used to be. You say have your fun and go out with everyone. I'm afraid it can't be done so easily. That's fine for you, but not for me. How can I laugh? How can I sing? How can I like any old thing without you, sweetheart? Where can I go when I feel blue? Who do I know? What can I do without tomorrow? What can it bring? A lot of tears and sorrow. Here is my heart. What can I give? What is it for? How can I live without you?
Thank you.
And that was a rather nice tune. I've never heard that tune elsewhere. That was recorded in 1929. Actually, that's probably the newest recording we're going to listen to. Maybe there are some others from 29 too, but that's, we're not going to go. We're not even going to dip a toe into the 1930s, although I'm going to play something else a bit later that is sort of veers from that. But all the 78s tonight are 1929 and earlier. Nothing from the 30s, but next week we'll definitely catch up on the 30s. That was by Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra in 1929, The One Girl. That was a good tune, and the reason why it's a good tune, it was written by Vincent Humans, lyric by Oscar Hammerstein II. And I don't know if people are actually at war, they actually sing songs like that. I think they're a little more desperate sounding, but that had such a light and sprightly thing. He doesn't sound like he's actually going off to kill anyone. He's sort of, you know, just marching around. It's like a Boy Scout jamboree or something. Or whatever, and I don't know. He's gonna fight, and it's that's, you know, you don't actually see him shooting anyone in that song. Before that, we had I have to apologize. That's a rather crunchy record, but a lot of those recordings. The problem, you know, the Victor is strange, and this is an ironic thing tonight, in a night of strangeness and ironies and unusual things. Victor recordings from the late 20s, for some reason, have a service noise on them that is much more pronounced than a lot of the Grey Gulls I'm playing. The Grey Gulls are nice and clean. They're very clean and they're well played. I don't think they've been overplayed. Gene Austin here, Without You Sweetheart, 1928. That sound, I had to do some processing on that, and still, I didn't want to run it through the whole digital meat grinder and make it sound like it was recorded underwater. So you got some surface noise with that. And that's what you're going to get, unfortunately, with a lot of these records. Even the ones that are in E-shape or better, the ones that are in pristine condition, you're going to get some problems. But I like the song. I wasn't going to omit the song, so I beg your forbearance in that matter. Before that, Eileen Stanley, Billy Murray in 1924. A little crunchy there, too, but what can you do? It had to be you. Yes, indeed. Great song, always a great song, still a great song, and you'll never stop being a great song. And now, here's Rudy Weedoft. This is going to be an interesting set, because here's Rudy Weedoft, and we're going to play somebody who was influenced by him and actually impressed Rudy Weedoft at a young age. The guy, I mean, impressed Rudy Weedoft. But here's Rudy Weedoft in 1919, a very nice copy of this, Valse Erica. Well, you heard it, Erica. I just had a little. I was yelling at the radio today. That's why. Let's just listen. Thank you.